This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When you are greeted, you respond the greeting. So to greet is a sunnah, but to reply is a farad. What that means is to greet is voluntary, but to reply is compulsory. One might say, how come? Because the response is actually what was dictated in the Quran, and I've already read the verse for you. It's dictated by Allah. When you are greeted, greet back. That's an instruction. I cannot change it. It's farad. Compulsory, Allah says it. So that's what it is. Then we have, if a person invites you, you need to respond to the invitation. They invite you for food. You have to respond if you're a believer. It's one of their rights. But this is not a farad right, which means some scholars say if it is a wedding, what is known as walima, and if it is done properly according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the do's and don'ts are taken care of, and you have no valid excuse, then you have to go. There's no option. You have to go. That's what some of the scholars say. But a lot of them say, look, it's recommended to go. It's recommended to go. And if there is something wrong happening, you cannot go. Now, how do we understand this? We are seated here in the midst of, I think, a little bit more than a few thousand people here. Imagine you were to invite me and say, you have to come. I can only go to one person's house, or I can only enjoy a meal with one group of people. It's possible. What about the rest? They will all write you hate mail. We came, you went to the rich people's house, you didn't come to the... Everyone uses their own excuse, you know. It's just a cheap way of explaining who we are sometimes. So you have to find an excuse for the person as well. If they cannot respond to your invitation, you need to know that there is a valid reason. And you don't need to know the reason sometimes. If they say, look, I cannot make it, say, no problem. That's it. That's also a right. To understand when someone presents an excuse. To understand. Don't become dirty. Don't become hard. You know, people say, I know, I've tasted this. People say, you only go to the rich and famous. That's because you don't know. You don't live with me. My life, perhaps, the bulk of it, is with those who are way, way below the general level of the poor person in your country. Subhanallah. And this is honest. So what? I don't need to explain that to the world. But if you hate me as a result and you think, you know what? This guy didn't come, this person didn't respond. Like I was invited to a certain masjid and I couldn't go because I didn't have the time. I had a duplicate appointment and I excused myself and I got such a nasty mail, I'll never forget it. It's not like I have not forgiven, but I won't forget it. You know, this business of forgive and forget, it doesn't work. I don't know if you've ever heard forgive and forget. We will forgive, but we will remember it. Because the hadith says, لَا يُلْدَغُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنْ جُحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَّتَيْنَ. A true believer is never bitten from the same source twice. So if you forgot, you're going to be bitten again. So to say forgive and forget, sometimes it's a way of blackmailing people, I think. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. But what is meant perhaps by forget is not that you don't remember the incident, but you have forgotten. You've tried your best perhaps to forget the hurt that it caused, or maybe to forget things that you might have thought you're going to do in return and whatever else. But forgiveness, definitely we cannot compromise. That is definitely encouraged very, very strongly in Islam. That's also one of the rights. One of the rights is for us to forgive one another as far as possible. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. Okay, so if a person invites you, we respond to the invitation. Then, when someone sneezes and they praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, for you to respond to that with a dua for them is a right they have over you. So if I sneeze right now and I say Alhamdulillah and you've heard it, it's your duty to say Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. Because sneezing is a gift of Allah. It has perhaps deflected or held back some form of bacteria or disease or anything else that may want to get into your system, foreign objects or bodies, whatever, and you sneeze, you need to say Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And the person who hears that, it's their right, it's their duty to say Yarhamukallah or Yarhamukillah if you're a female, if the one sneezing was a female. Why? Because we should thank Allah upon the goodness of someone else. And that's why going straight into another right that we have amongst one another, that we fail a lot of the times, is to be happy at the happiness of another and to be sad at the loss of another. That's a right. لَا تَظْهَرِ الشَّمَاتَةَ لِأَخِيكِ. Don't ever become pleased at the loss of your brother. Why? Because there is a chance. يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ وَيَبْتَلِيكِ. Allah might have mercy on that person and test you with the same. So don't show like you're excited. You know, you hear that someone suffered a loss. You say, yes, I'm glad. They deserved it. Not at all. Someone passed away. Ooh, finally. May Allah forgive us. You don't say that. No matter what. When there is a loss, you need to make sure that you definitely feel the pain, even if the degree is small. But you're a human, and on top of that, you're a member of the ummah. So that is one of the rights. And how do we know this? It comes and it stems from the issue of when you sneeze and you say Alhamdulillah, there should be a response with the dua Yarhamukallah. And there should be a response again coming from the sneezer to say Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balak. May Allah guide you and improve your affairs. This is something that is beautiful. Have you noticed in Islam, it's filled with supplication from the beginning. When I see you, assalamu alaikum, that's a supplication I'm praying. For who? For you. Sneeze, supplicate. You supplicate for me. We're supplicating for one another. Yarhamukallah. Rafa'allahu qadrak. May Allah increase you in status. Ghafarallahu lak. May Allah forgive you. These are words that we should be saying to one another. Because when I say a prayer for you, the angels are saying ameen for me with the same prayer. Or they are saying, oh Allah, grant him the same. Or her. So this is why we keep on praying for one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on every one of us. Then, when a person is sick and ill, it's important for us to visit them. It's important for us to show concern because they are on a low. And this is why we say your expression, the expression on your face, wallahi, my brothers and sisters, can be an act of worship if it is correct.